This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 46. Hello, gang. Allison Crow here, and I'm so excited to bring you this episode with guest host Lisa Carpenter today. She is a part of my I Asked for Help series, and I listened to her episode before I went to Camp Starheart, and we're actually putting it together for you after Camp Starheart. But what I really got from her was, am I using self-care as a recovery tool or as a way of being? And it was a pretty amazing accountability check with gentleness and grace. I realized that I had been running and gunning so quickly and so fast, I was using self-care as recovery. And I know you know this, that shit leads to burnout and fatigue and adrenal stuff and overwhelm and anxiety. And so I'm really excited today to bring my colleague and new friend Lisa's episode to you. She is almost been coaching for 20 years. She does mindset. She does wellness. What I love, she works with a lot of us high-driven women and gets this, she gets the anxiety and the overwhelm. She gets the grind that we put ourselves into. And as you guys know, I'm a really big fan of soul-full living, so big that I named my company that. And in no way does being a CEO or a businesswoman or man mean that we can't have our soul full. We just have to learn new ways of being and doing that support it. So I'm really excited for you guys to receive from her today in this episode, and then also check her out at lisacarpenter.ca. So without further ado, Lisa, thank you for being a guest host for me, and thank you. You don't even know that when I got the email and the episode from you, just how much it set the tone for me taking care of myself as I took care of 35 women in the room at Camp Starheart. So with that, here is episode number 46.
Welcome to the Better Life, Better Work podcast with Allison Crow. But today, friends, I am not Allison. So you probably heard from the introduction. My name is Lisa Carpenter. I am a master coach and an emotional resiliency expert. And I am so grateful to Allison for giving me this opportunity to take over the podcast to share what I believe is an incredibly important message, especially for the listeners of this show, because I know you ladies and gentlemen are here to create a better life for yourself, a better business for yourself, and that you're wanting to really follow through on the impact that you know you are here to make. So part of what I do in my work as a coach is I help guide conversations, very deep and honest and often disruptive conversations about what it takes to navigate life as a high achiever, but without the frustration, the overwhelm, and the anxiety. And I know if you're a goal getter, it doesn't matter how much success you've achieved. We all come to face this place where we're feeling a little bit burnt out, or maybe we've thrown our physical bodies and our health under the bus, and it will impact the level of success that you're here to create for yourself and for other people. So I really guide my clients and my listeners into a place where surviving is no longer something we tolerate. We're here to thrive. So I have been a coach now for, almost two decades, and I have helped thousands of women and men radically transform their relationship with themselves. Now, my career started, like I said, almost two decades ago as a personal trainer, and then I transitioned into nutrition, and then I went on to build out lots of nutrition courses that taught weight loss, and then I had a, take down to my knees moment when my husband went into rehab for a drug and alcohol addiction, and I really had to come face to face with my own stuff. But although that sounds like one of the crappiest things that could have possibly ever happened to me, it was the biggest gift I've ever been given in my life, because it allowed me to see that when it came to women and their struggles around their body, food, weight loss, that it really had nothing to do with food. Food was the symptom. Weight was the symptom of how they were just numbing out how they were feeling, right? So we often joke about being emotional eaters, but what does that really mean for us? So my work evolved from there, and it's grown into this message of full frontal living, which is truly about no longer using food, being busy, chasing achievements, drugs, alcohol, exercise, overspending, crappy relationships, using those things to numb out how we're actually feeling. So full frontal living, which is my message and my platform, is all about helping my clients deeply, deeply connect into who they really are without all the BS getting in the way. So I want to thank you for tuning in, taking this time, allowing me to hang out in your ears this morning, this afternoon, whether you're out for a walk or at the gym, or maybe you've got me on in the background while you're in the kitchen. I'm just grateful to be here. And hopefully you get something out of this message that is really, really powerful for you. Because today I'm diving into the topic of self-care and why it drives me a little bit crazy, which sounds funny, right? Like, here I am, I coach around physical and emotional well-being, yet this term self-care is annoying to me. And I'll tell you why, because we've turned self-care into another list of things that we have to do, ladies. Am I right? Self-care has become, well, now I have to get these things done to take care of myself. And what I want to tell you is that self-care isn't something you do. Self-care is how you show up for yourself every single day. It's a way of being. Okay, let me say that again. Self-care isn't something you do. It's a way of being. It's a way of living. It's something that you embody. And self-care, what it's really about, is about mattering in your own life. Not as an afterthought, not as an appointment on your list of to-dos, but you actually mattering the most in your life. Things we love, we take care of. I want you to let that sink in. Things we love, we take care of. I want you to think about how much attention you give your kids, you give your business, you give your friends, you give your colleagues, how much time you're putting yourself out there to support other people, versus how much time are you really giving to yourself? Are you really showing up for yourself the way that you're showing up for the other things in your life that are important? If you're going long periods without eating all day, that's not you showing up for yourself. That's not you embodying self-care. That's you still being an afterthought in your life. Because you wouldn't get in your car and try and drive it for 3 weeks without putting gas in it. Now, obviously, 3 weeks is an extended amount of time. But if you're only having breakfast in the morning and a cup of coffee, and then the next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock and you've barely looked up from your computer, you may be building a great business, but what is it costing you really? Because you only get one body. You get one chance at your wellness, right? Because you'll lose your wellness if you don't pay attention to it. And I've seen time and time again where the universe will force us to slow down. And all of a sudden, that wellness, that stuff we took for granted, our physical and emotional well-being, is taken from us and we have to back the bus up. So it's so easy to get caught in the chasing of the things, right? The more clients, the more money, the bigger business, the bigger platform, the bigger message. I got to be on social media. But I want you to really think about what it's costing you and how you can show up better in your life. Okay. So I'm going to share with you today a story because I'm a bit of a storyteller. It shows up a lot in my coaching because I believe that as humans, we learn through story. We learn through other people's experiences. And I was at a retreat here in beautiful BC, which is where I live up in Canada. And we had a presenter and she was talking about the queen bee theory. So if you're familiar with Mike Michalowicz, he just had a book come out called Run Like Clockwork. And his partner is Adrienne Dorson. And she was doing this presentation. And we had, I believe it was 6 sticky notes in front of us, all about the different roles that had to happen in your business to move the needle. Like the really important things in your business that had to matter the most. And then she ran us through a series of questions where we had to start removing the stickies. And as I was writing my, you know, queen bee, like most important things down on my stickies, I wrote things like my rest, my exercise, and the fuel I put in my body, my nutrition. And it dawned on me, I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting exercise. I can't wait to see what everybody else writes down. And in my gut, I knew that very few women in that room, because I was in a room of high achievers, CEOs, executives, founders. I mean, these were badass women doing amazing things in the world. So we ran through the whole exercise. And afterwards, I went around and I talked to the women in the room and said, did you even have one sticky that was focused on you caring for you? And out of about 25, 30 women in that room, I found 3 other women besides me who had actually made them, right? And one of the things on those stickies, a priority. Now, ladies, that says a lot. That says a lot that the business for most of us, our businesses, our families, everything else will come before us. And until you realize that in your business, you are your number one asset, your business can't possibly thrive if you are the core of it and you're barely surviving. If you're not getting enough sleep, if you're going for hours without drinking, like water, ladies, hydrate, if you're not taking proper bathroom breaks. I mean, I had a coach tell me that one of her mastermind sisters had a deadline and she literally put a bucket beside her desk to pee instead of taking a break and using the bathroom. Like, when did this become okay, ladies? You need to be making sure you're eating regularly throughout the day. Is your fridge filled with healthy foods? Or do you have snacks lying around that you know you're going to get into when all of a sudden you're so hungry you're ready to take out your child? So I hope that this episode really helps you take a step back, pause, and reflect on how you're showing up in your life. Are you mattering in your business? Are you really embodying this notion of self-care? Or have you created a self-care to-do list that is actually starting to create frustration and anxiety because you don't know when you're going to get all the things done on your self-care to-do list. So like I said, I'm all for going for manis and pedis and getting your hair done and getting a massage and taking a day off with friends. I'm all for the doing parts. But unless you become the CEO that embodies what it means to care for self, what it means to matter in your own life, you're going to be constantly running on that hamster wheel. You're going to be constantly not feeling your best. You are not going to be able to make the impact, have the income, and create the influence that you want in this world because you just will not have the sustainability to get there. Okay, your body can only do so much for you. You have to show up and nurture and support it. So this is kind of a mini episode, but I think I put a lot of food for thought, no pun intended, into this, 15 minutes. I hope it was time well spent. If you love this message and you want more of kind of my gentle yet in your face way of delivering the messages the way I deliver them, I invite you to join me over on my podcast, which is called the Full Frontal Living Podcast, where I jam about all things that make you a priority, whether it's overcoming anxiety, exhaustion, perfectionism. We might be talking about nutrition. We might be talking about weight loss. We might be talking about how to have more fun in our life, how to create more creativity. We may be talking about relationships, parenting, all the things that come up for high achievers that we need to put down so that we can live our best lives, so that we can thrive in our businesses, we can thrive in our relationships, we can thrive in our bodies. I want you to be a badass in every aspect of your life. So on that note, I invite you to join me on the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Thank you so much again for allowing me to land in your earbuds today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to send a special thank you to Allison for inviting me on, for allowing me to do this little takeover episode. Hopefully I did you proud and you're happy with the content. And I would love to hear your feedback, listeners. So head over to Instagram. That's kind of the easiest place to find me. I pretty much do daily stories. You can find me at Lisa Carpenter Inc. Engage with me. Let me know what you thought about the episode. By all means, share it. Let your friends know about it. If there was something that I said that you're like, wow, I've never heard that way. All right. So on that note, remember, things we love, we take care of. You need to matter in your own life. And it's important that you stop tolerating just surviving and getting by in all areas and really step into what it means to thrive. So thank you for spending this time with me, and make sure you check out the next episode of Better Life, Better Work, a podcast with Allison Crow.
Hey gang, thanks for listening. Be sure to connect with Lisa on social media, especially Instagram. Any screenshots, hashtag Better Life, Better Work Show. Let us know how you enjoyed the episode. We always appreciate iTunes reviews. That just helps us get the word out. We love bringing you this free, valuable content just to support you in your life and work. Before I check out here, I did want to let you know that the doors to Soulful Success are now open for taking applications. We're taking applications for those who want to become what we call soulies in the Soulful Success coaching community. So these are all kinds of business owners across industries, both offline and off, both online and off. And we have a handful of brand new visioning people, but we also have a lot of people that are in the established growth and achievement phase of their businesses. This is a way for you to get high value community coaching and occasional training, plus massive connection and collaboration without dropping thousands on coaching. This frees up your resources to invest in other areas of your life and business, but you also get high level support and connection that you want and need. So you can find out more about that program and submit your application at soulfulsuccess.info. Now, I spell soulful differently. I spell it with two L's, S-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, success.info. If you have any questions, just hit me up on my direct messages, either in Facebook or on Instagram. Would love to see if you are a fit for our growing community. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.